My name is Miss Barb. Welcome to Lifeline English, the podcast that helps you know God and know English. You can read the written script for today's lesson online at lifelineenglish.com. Today, I want to teach you three words. The first word is glory. Glory means praise and honor, or something that deserves praise and honor. The Olympic runner won a gold medal. He earned glory for his country. People will praise his country because he won the competition. The old bank has lost its glory. That means the building is no longer beautiful. No one wants to praise the beauty of the building now. The glory of young men is their strength, and the glory of old men is their gray hair. That means people honor young men because they are strong, and people honor old men because they are wise. The next word is grace. Grace means politeness and kindness. And specifically, it means kindness towards people who don't deserve it. He speaks with grace. He does not use rude words or curse. The waiter spilled coffee all over the restaurant table. But the woman sitting at the table showed grace to him. She helped clean it up and did not get angry. My last word today is exist. Can you repeat this word? Exist. Exist. Good. To exist means to be. It means to be real. Santa Claus does not exist. There is not a real person named Santa Claus in the world today. The earth exists. The earth has not always existed. God created the earth. God has always existed. There is not a time when God did not exist. Do you exist? Yes, you do. And so do I. Okay. Let's listen to the story. It's called The Word Shows Us God. When I ask a question, I will leave a space. You can answer my question. Then I will say the answer. You can compare your answers with my answers.
The Word became a human.
What did he become? He became a human. Who became a human? The Word became a human. Did the Word become an angel? No, the Word became a human. Did the Word become a cow? No, the Word became a human. Did a human become the Word? No, the Word became a human.
He lived with us.
With whom did he live? He lived with us. Who lived with us? The Word lived with us. Did the Word live in a king's house? No, the Word lived with us. Did the Word live on the top of a mountain? No, the Word lived with us. Did the Word hide in a cave? No, the Word lived with us.
We saw His glory. It is the glory of the only Son who came from the Father.
What did we see? We saw His glory. Whose glory did we see? We saw the Word's glory. Who is the Word? The Word is the only Son. Where did the Son come from? The Son came from the Father. Did the Father come? No, the Son came.
And the Word was full of grace and truth.
Who was full? The Word was full. What was the Word full of? The Word was full of grace and truth. Are we full of grace and truth? No, we are not full of grace and truth. We are full of anger and lies.
John told about him.
Whom did John tell about? John told about the Word. Did John tell about the Roman Emperor? No, John told about the Word. Did John tell about Moses and the prophets? No, John told about the Word.
John shouted, "This is the one I was talking about."
Did John talk quietly? No, John shouted. Who was John talking about? John was talking about the Word.
I said, "The one who comes after me is greater than me. He existed before I did."
Who said these words? John said these words. Did Jesus come after John? Yes, Jesus came after John. Who is greater, Jesus or John? Jesus is greater. Jesus is greater than John. Who existed first, John or Jesus? Jesus existed first. John was born 6 months before Jesus, but Jesus existed before he became a human. Who came before Jesus? John came before Jesus. Who existed before John? Jesus existed before John. Who is greater than John? Jesus is greater because Jesus existed before he became a human.
all of us have received from His fullness. We received gift after gift.
Who has received? All of us have received. Have all people received? Yes, all people have received. From where did we receive? We received from His fullness. From whose fullness did we receive? We received from the Word's fullness. Do you remember what was the Word full of? We talked about this a minute ago. The Word was full of grace and truth. What did we receive? We received gift after gift. Did we receive only one gift? No, we received gift after gift.
The law was given through Moses.
What was given? The law was given. Who gave the law? God gave the law. Through whom did God give the law? God gave the law through Moses.
Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
What came? Grace and truth came. Where did grace and truth come from? Grace and truth came from God. Did grace and truth come through Moses? No, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Who is the Word? The Word is Jesus Christ. This is the first time that the story tells us the name of the Word.
No human has ever seen God.
Has any human ever seen God? Humans have never seen God. Has God seen humans? Yes, God always sees humans.
But the only Son is God.
Is the Son an angel? No, the Son is God. Are there others like the Son? No, He is the only Son. No one is like the Son.
He is near to the Father's side.
Who is near? The Son is near. Is the Father far from the Son? No, the Father is near to the Son. The Son is near to the Father's side.
He showed us God.
Who showed God? The Son showed God. To whom did the Son show God? The Son showed us God. Or we can say, the Son showed God to us. The meaning of both sentences is the same. Let's listen to the whole story together.
The Word became a human. He lived with us. We saw His glory. It is the glory of the only Son who came from the Father. And the Word was full of grace and truth. John told about Him. John shouted, "This is the one I was talking about." I said, "The one who comes after me is greater than me. He existed before I did." All of us have received from His fullness. We received gift after gift. The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No human has ever seen God. But the only Son is God. He is near to the Father's side. He showed us God.
This story is written in the first person from the perspective of us, humans. But what would it sound like if the Word Jesus told the story to us? Listen to the changes. I became a human. I lived with you. You saw my glory. It is the glory of the only Son. I came from the Father, and I was full of grace and truth. John told about me. John shouted that I am the one he was talking about. He said that I am greater than he was. I existed before John did. All of you have received from my fullness. You received gift after gift. The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through me. No human has ever seen God. But I am God. I am near to the Father's side. I showed you God. Do you need grace and truth? Come to Jesus. Do you want to see glory? Look at Jesus. Do you want to know God? Then you must meet Jesus. Do you have questions? You can write me. Go to our website, lifelineenglish.com. Until next time, may Jesus help you know Him and know English. Goodbye.
Jesus only saved.